Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fellow's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
Searching, searching, searching. spooky stuff. We got ghosts. Oh, my goodness. What's going on? Oh, well, it's Halloween. Yes, once again, it is Halloween. We don't always do the Halloween thing on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, but we're going to do it this year. Starting things off with Country Gentlemen, of course, going back to the Nashville Jail album in Brown Mountain Light. Yeah, good stuff. I'm Chip Colkard. We'll be with you for the next hour, spinning hard-driving bluegrass music, or at least spooky bluegrass music this week. It's my favorite holiday. What can I say? I was born on October the 31st. Yes, about 3:45 in the afternoon, just before the sun sets. All right, well, we're going to keep going with John Duffy and play a track, another track from the Country Gentleman, actually. One of my all-time favorites, you know this one, Bringing Mary Home on Music for the Mountain.
I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back, and in a shaky tone she said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?" She must have been so frightened, all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, 'cause her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. She told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I just could not believe my eyes, 'cause the back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. A light shone from the porch, someone opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled and brushed a tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way." 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we miss her so. Oh, thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary.
Of a friend who's passing on, he recalled the memories of his life and the years that have gone. I listened to each story, there was one I didn't know, an incident that happened some 40 years ago. As he sat there in the evening, he remembered long ago, a little girl he saw one night standing by the road. He stopped his car to offer help, she seemed to be alone. She got into the car and asked if he would take her home. Fading, the memory remains of that chilly, ghostly evening while driving in the rain. It seems to bring him comfort as he's drawing near the end. A look of peace comes over him as if he sees a friend. As the shadows fall across his face, there's a vision that he sees of a little girl all dressed in white who spoke so quietly. You gave me comfort years ago when I was so alone. She said, "My name is Mary. I've come to take you home."
While traveling down the interstate on a highway headed home, there stands abandoned farms and homesteads from the past. And I can see all the families that once lived in that place. They built their future strong, now they're gone without a trace. And the story of the houses are written in their windows, with no curtains and no lights left there to glow. And the dirt lane's all grown over that ran just past the front porch. It don't matter, 'cause there's no one coming home. The farmer with his weathered hands once mended all the gates to keep the cattle from the garden spot, while his wife turned the tender soil on her bended knees. Now the grass grows tall and dances upon the summer breeze. And the story of the houses are written in their windows, with no curtains and no lights left there to glow. And the dirt lane's all grown over that ran just past the front porch. It don't matter, 'cause there's no one coming home. The tractor sits behind the barn, now rusted from the rain. No fields to plow or harvest, all are gone. And the old stone walls that watched the land and guarded it for years, one night they closed their eyes and shed a final tear. And the story of the houses are written in their windows, with no curtains and no lights left there to glow. And the dirt lane's all grown over that ran just past the front porch. It don't matter, 'cause there's no one coming home.
once was. Yes, indeed. Those old houses standing there empty. Larry Sparks from Special Delivery and Ghost Stories. We had the seldom seen in there with I've Come to Take You Home, which is part two, of course, to Bringing Mary Home. John Duffy did it with the seldom seen, and he did Bringing Mary Home with the Country Gentleman. Very nice. Yeah, we're doing the Halloween thing here, and we're going to keep it going now with what I just found out is the 2018 IBMA Banjo Player of the Year, Mr. Ned Lubarecki. This is him back when he was with Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. He's now with the Becky Buller Band. But this comes from the old Live at the Old Feed Store CD. It's called Cabin of Death. He's going to tell you all about it.
Well, Ned Lubarecki is, we've featured his tunes, but Ned, we feel, is underappreciated as a songwriter. It could be because he, for a long time, he'd just written one song.
I wrote this song because I wanted to write the perfect bluegrass song, and I thought pretty much that I had done it, so I quit while I was ahead. I decided the perfect bluegrass song, for anybody that doesn't know anything about bluegrass music is traditionally music that is sung from the heart through the nose. It's happy, upbeat-sounding music with miserable, depressing lyrics. So the happy, upbeat-sounding part was easy. It's a banjo, after all. Then I decided the best bluegrass songs are all about a cabin. You know, they have to be like the cabin on a hill or a cabin in the pines. And so I decided I'd write mine about a cabin. You'd have to have somebody to live in the cabin. Family seemed like a good idea. Mom, dad, little sister. And then for the depressing and miserable part, somebody would have to die. So I wrote The Cabin of Death. Mom and dad that died up in our cabin, little sisters in there dying too. We'll bury her out back behind the cabin. We'll save a spot beside for me and you. Now everybody's dying in our cabin. We all thought that it was just the flu. Turns out it was something really different. Now it's even killing me and you. Kill him, Mark. First we called upon the family doctor, see if he could save little sister Sue. He said he'd never seen anything quite like it. Look out back, he's buried out there too. Now everybody's dying in our cabin. We all thought that it was just the flu. Turns out it was something really different. Now it's even killing me and you. Now, I thought that was enough right there. We had two verses, three chords, a cabin, almost everybody's dead. It's the perfect bluegrass song. What do you think? Well, years ago, this band I was in, we did this song at a festival one time, and the MC at the festival came up to me afterward, and he said, Ned, you know, I like your song, but I think it needs a third verse. And, well, I took this to heart because the MC at this festival also happened to be the owner of the record label that my old band used to record for. So you see where I'm going with this. You know, I figured I'd write him a third verse. He'd like it, you know, get a new recording contract, that kind of thing. You might notice I said he owned the record label we used to record for. We never did make another record after that. I don't know exactly why, but I did write him a third verse and put this on my own record. And I also had to include the perfect banjo lick. There's a banjo lick right here that is the unbelievable, all-purpose, perfect banjo lick. It's this one right here. And here's the reason why. It turns out you can play this lick in any key. Here it is in G. C. D. Now that should be enough right there, but how about F? B flat? Sure. Any key. B. Any key but B, it turns out. You can actually do that lick. Fortunately, there aren't any bluegrass songs in the key of B, so we're safe. All right, I'll do you the last verse, and then on the last chorus, will you all sing along with me? I'll help you with the words. They're easy, and it's the cabin of death. I mean, you know. If you should ever go out to our cabin, up along the pine trees on the hill, you'll find a rusty shovel in the graveyard. Dig a hole when you start feeling ill. Now everybody's died in our cabin. We all thought that it was just the flu.
We all thought that it was just the flu.
Turns out it was something really different.
Turns out it was something really different.
Now it's even killing me and you.
Now it's even killing me and you.
Now it's even killing me and you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, music lovers.
Hey, everybody, this is Becky Buller. Thanks so much for stopping by to enjoy some of the tunes here at Music for the Mountain Bluegrass with my friend Chip Colkard. Now just rip off that radio dial and set the volume knob up on bust and leave it.
Joshua Carson came around, said he gonna put me in a wedding gown, but I refused. Told me I was the girl he loved the best, then he drew a dagger through my lily white breast, cause I refused. Between earth and sky, I'm not living, but I didn't die. Joshua Carson took a wife, promised her the best and an easy life he did provide. While nursing a burning hate for him and his blushing bride. His happiness is what they have, but only for a time. Cause Joshua had yet to pay the debt of his crime. And what they don't know is I keep walking, walking between earth and sky. Choice her husband named. so long ago. Boys got loud and I got scared, tore her clothes, cut her hair and grabbed a blade. You are. We know what you are. What you are. Now every day he's still looking. All around town he's still walking. He lost his mind and he's still walking.
Between earth and sky.
spooky. Barry Melton and Balsam Range for you here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass from the Mountain Voodoo CD. That was Voodoo Doll. I guess that counts as the title track. We had the Becky Buller Band just prior to that, going back to the Tween Earth and Sky CD, and one that is kind of the title track. You heard the lyric in there. The song was called Didn't Die, however. Becky let us in, and we heard from her newest banjo player, but back when he was with Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, from Live at the Old Feed Store, Mr. Ned Lubarecki in Cabin of Death. We're doing the Halloween thing, having fun. I hope you're having fun, too. I want to take a moment to thank you folks once again for tuning in, wherever you might be in the world, and thank those stations that bring Music for the Mountain to you every week. We've got folks tuned in up there in Oregon on KBOG and KXCR, in Washington on KCHW, in Texas on KFCE, in California on KGIG and KPHD, in West Virginia on WEJP and WYAP, right here in my home state of New Hampshire on WNEC and WZNC. Over in Vermont, they have us on WOOL. Down in Florida on WLSL. In Massachusetts, we're on WMNB. In Ohio, on WNPA. In New York, on WRAQ. In Wisconsin, we're on WRST and WDRT. In Kentucky, on WTM. In Louisiana, on WXDR. And in Michigan, on WXHR. We're also on the Global Community Radio Service, which brings us to a lot of stations when they don't have live broadcasts, as well as all these great online stations, the Bluegrass Junction, Boston Free Radio, Bumps Radio, Channel One Radio, The Global Voice, Homelands Radio, North by South Radio, Southern Branch Bluegrass Radio, Shout Radio, and Sword Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back after this.